Entertainment Tonight's Cassie DeLaura. How you doing today, Cassie?
I am doing well. How are you doing, Bob?
I was about 80% an hour ago. Now I'm about 70%.
No, we're going down.
The day is still young. I'm really interested in hearing about this new Madonna project. Fill us in on that.
Yes. So, you know, obviously Madonna has a lot of credits to her name. Head of state, housekeeper, equestrian, prisoner, nun. If you're catching what I'm pitching, I appreciate it. So Madonna is now directing and screenwriting for the time being. On Tuesday, actually, Universal Pictures announced that she is set to direct an autobiopic of her untold life story. So the autobiopic will include eras of her life, from her early days in New York City to becoming an icon of the music business, the Madonna that we all know and love. And not only is she directing, but she is co-writing the screenplay with Oscar winner Diablo Cody. So, I mean, no better person to tell your own story than yourself, right? So
yeah.
This is really exciting, especially for Madonna fans. And in a statement, Madonna said that she wants to convey the incredible journey that life has taken her on as an artist, a musician, a dancer, a human being, trying to make her way in this world. And I feel like we don't really get to see this behind the scenes look at Madonna's life. So this will be really unprecedented.
Do we know how we'll see it, where it'll play, when it'll come out? Anything on that yet?
It will be with Universal Pictures, and there is no date set right now. Obviously, they are still in the early stages of screenwriting, so it might take a minute to put everything together. But, of course, as soon as we have an update, we will keep you posted.
Am I supposed to say biopic or biopic? Entertainment Tonight should set the rule for that.
You know what is so funny? It is a question that my co-host and I have had in our little green room for years now, ever since we launched ET Live a couple years ago. You know what? Autobiopic is what I'm going with.
Okay.
Biopic, biopic. What do you say?
I said biopic.
Yeah. Autobiopic is what YouTube also told me about 20 minutes ago.
All right. I'll go with whatever you're saying. I'll tell you something. Madonna, this should be good. I still say that Madonna Truth or Dare documentary that she did some years ago, one of the best rock documentaries of all time.
Mm-hmm.
I really like that picture. It's a good
one.
Then
I feel like you will like this. I mean, do you remember when she made her director debut with 2008's Filth and Wisdom? And then, of course, in 2011, she also co-wrote another film.
Yeah. No, she's got some talent. There's no question about that. And what happened to Cardi B? That's our next topic for you.
Yes, so Cardi B has officially filed for divorce from her husband, Offset. The two have been married since September of 2017, so they made it a little over 3 years, but officially calling it quits. So she filed for divorce yesterday on Tuesday in Georgia, and there's going to be a hearing set for November 4th. So we'll hopefully have more updates then. But what we can tell about the divorce from the documents is that Cardi B is seeking primary physical custody as well as legal custody of their 2-year-old daughter, Culture. She's also asking that Offset pay child support, her legal expenses, and there will be a division of all their marital assets equally. You know, the document also states that they have reportedly been separated and that there are, quote, no prospects for a reconciliation. Now, obviously, these two have had a lot of ups and downs over the years. We have seen a lot of it play out on social media, in, you know, magazine articles. Cardi B has always been very honest and transparent with her fans about the state of her relationship with Offset. you know, they have been through a very public cheating scandal with Offset's infidelity. Cardi B has opened up about how that has affected their relationship. At one point, they were going to divorce a couple years ago. Then they reconciled and got back together. But it looks like, I mean, they are officially calling it quits with these divorce documents. And, you know, at the end of the day, they both have also been very vocal about how their number one priority is their daughter culture. And so hopefully for these two, this can be a smooth and amicable separation.
And when Dean is with us, he always mentions the fact that it's not an official entertainment news update unless you have a story about the Kardashians. So give us one.
So the new trailer for the upcoming Keeping Up with the Kardashians season 19 premiere has released. And in the premiere, we see that Kim confronts her older sister, Courtney, about a comment made by Courtney's ex, who is Scott Disick. And Scott's comment was that they are going to go for baby number four. So Kim wanted to know from Courtney herself if Scott was being serious. Now, of course, in true Kardashian form, the clip ends without Courtney answering it for us. So, of course, we're going to have to tune in for the season 19 premiere. So, you know, is she pregnant? Are they going to go for baby number four? These two, of course, have always put their children first and foremost. And, you know, they have gone their separate ways and dated other people. But to be honest with you, I've always been a fan of Courtney and Scott together. And so maybe, who knows? Maybe 2020 has brought us a lot of crazy curveballs. I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, maybe there is a chance for reconciliation for these two in the future and to expand their family.
I'll tell you what I'm a fan of, that family's marketing acumen. It's unbelievable, isn't it?
when your matriarch of the family is Kris Jenner, anything is possible. I mean, they are some of the smartest people in the business. I know, you know, some people may not be fans of the family, but you can't deny that they have done an incredible job building the empire that they have, from, you know, beauty products to clothing lines to the show that has spanned 20 seasons. I mean, it's pretty remarkable.
Yeah, no, it really is. And tonight's the Big Country Music Awards show, isn't it?
Tonight is the ACM Awards. They will air on CBS. And following the awards, I will be hosting a post show on ET Live that will recap the biggest and best moments, the performances that we can't stop talking about, all of the good stuff that will air again on ET Live immediately following the ACM Awards. It's a little bit different for me this year. Instead of being on the red carpet, I have set up shop and set up a little studio in my parents' living room in Detroit, Michigan, but I will still be bringing all the country content as usual.
Yeah, everything's virtual these days. All right, tug on your earlobe to say hello to everybody in Chicago, will you?
I will. You know what? I'm going to come to Chicago soon. I miss you all so much.
Cassie DeLaura from Entertainment Tonight. Thanks. Have fun tonight.
Thank you.